Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Hi, I'm Rue Mahoney with Stokes Nature Center in Logan, Utah. Utah's culture is rich with vestiges of our pioneer history, and the landscape is accented by visible signs of the European settlers who forged our modern communities. But the tapestry of Utah's cultural heritage is interwoven with much older threads, as indelible and enduring as the landscape itself. In the 1980s, in the southwestern quadrant of central Utah, the construction of Interstate 70 unearthed a secret over 1,000 years old. The valleys and canyons of what is now Sevier County, already known as a seasonal thoroughfare for the Paiute, had an even older history as home to the largest community of Fremont Indians ever discovered. Influenced by their Anasazi cousins to the southwest, the Fremont culture encompassed a diverse group of tribes that inhabited the western Colorado Plateau and the Great Basin area from roughly 400 to 1350 AD. Archaeologists tell us they were a people of ingenuity in their engineering, aggression in their social interactions, and lasting creativity in their artistic expression. Divergent theories on their fate suggest they drove the Anasazi out of the Four Corners region and eventually migrated to further landscapes, or that northern groups of Fremont peoples joined with bands of Shoshone and became the Ute Indians of the Uinta. Whatever the truth of their ultimate fate may be, nowhere is their history more tangible than at Fremont Indian State Park, just south of Sevier, Utah, along I-70. This year-round state park offers visitors a treasure trove of artifacts and curated exhibits in an excellent visitor center. But the most authentic interaction with these past peoples comes from exploring the surrounding landscape. Driving the winding road into Clear Creek Canyon, ghostly figures begin to emerge. Pictographs painted in shades of ochre and umber and pale petroglyphs carved into the canyon walls reveal an archaic and epic account of Utah's ancestral past. A unique creation story in which a shrike leads the Fremont people from a dark and cold underworld through the stem of a reed and into the warm world above plays out across the canyon walls. A craggy outcrop of rock in the shape of an eagle is said to be watching over the reed to the underworld below to ensure nothing wicked escapes into our world. A concentric lunar calendar and an abundance of zoomorphics speak of a cultural identity conceived in relation to the broader astrological world, and a reverence for anthropomorphized neighbors such as bighorn sheep and elk. Spider Woman Rock juxtaposes a powerful figure of Native American mythology with a pedestrian humanity of a nursing mother. And Cave of 100 Hands is a visceral exhibition of a humanity simultaneously reminiscent and divergent from our own. While the Fremont culture is believed to have died out or been absorbed by other modern groups, Clear Creek Canyon and the rock art sites of Fremont Indian State Park are significant among the modern Kanosh and Kusharim bands of the Paiute, who began using the area and leaving their own indelible marks on the canyon walls after the disappearance of the Fremont people around 1400 AD. On the vernal and autumnal equinox occurring in the third or fourth week of March and September each year, the Eagle Rock casts its shadow over the Reed Rock at dawn, breathing life into ancient tales of our ancestral history. Fremont Indian State Park is a notable destination for those interested in rock art sites, many of which are suited to families of all ages and mobility, including visitors with strollers and wheelchairs. Stop in the visitor center to borrow or purchase a guide to the petroglyphs and pictographs for deeper insight into the Fremont culture and an unforgettable glimpse into Utah's wild past. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Rue Mahoney.
Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.